That's Greg Johnson of the Andersons from right here in Champaign County. On the other line is Mark Russo. He's at Wrist Pulse in Chicago, Illinois, to discuss the weather forecast. Hi, Mark. Thanks for being with us. Can you start in South America for me? Give me a look at what they've got coming up.
Well, before talking about the forecast highlights, let's talk about some of the important recent past weather items that we've seen. And one of those key features was widespread significant rainfall across Argentina this past weekend. In fact, we saw thunderstorms develop across some of the driest areas of Argentina, namely northern Buenos Aires province, but even the areas of Entre Ríos, Santa Fe, Córdoba. The highest totals were in areas of northern Buenos Aires where amounts were greater than 1 inch, but even some totals verified even higher than model expectations, with totals upwards to 3 or even 4 inches in a few isolated locales. So all in all, it was a really good rain event for Argentina, which was needed because Argentina has trended drier in recent weeks. Now, again, there's a few dry pockets around, but those dry pockets will have another rain opportunity coming up. In fact, the timing of that next opportunity is around December 4th and 5th, when another wave of low pressure tracks into the region. And as it looks right now, it looks like another really good rain event for the belt as a whole. And it's going to come down to here, can those remaining dry pockets pick up rain with that next event in Argentina?
Let's work our way northward, but not very far to the north. Pick up some of the soybean growing regions in Paraguay and Brazil. What's of interest there?
Those areas also are in a pattern that is quite favorable, and the rains in Argentina have moved into Uruguay, Paraguay, southern Brazil. In fact, rainfall amounts over the next couple of weeks look near to even above normal, with the highest totals in areas of the northern corn and soybean belt in Brazil, namely in Mato Grosso and adjacent areas. That's where totals look to be the highest, and that's going to continue to provide favorable conditions across Brazil, or Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay. Bottom line, Todd, there's just simply no sign of any big red flags across South America as we move into December.
Can we get some of that same kind of rainfall, maybe from a different place, into the southeast this week in the United States?
Yeah, Todd, actually that region will be picking up needed rainfall. And in fact, not just the southeast, but across much of the central and eastern U.S., seeing significant totals, in fact, just over the next couple of days as a storm system tracks across the region. In fact, the driest acreage there of Alabama, Georgia, into the Carolinas, rainfall amounts look to be anywhere from 1 to 3 inches, with some of the highest totals in areas of northern Alabama, northern Georgia, which have been the driest areas of late. So, yeah, very good timing here for seeing a significant precip coming up across that region.
Mark, thanks so much for taking the time with me today. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
Yeah, same here, Todd.
That, of course, Mark Russo. He is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Medium. Find us online at willag.org.